Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm Kyle, your host, the man with the mic. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio and all those listening around the world and on Facebook, too. Thank you so much for the live. I used to do a couple times. I did it live for like 10 minutes, and now I do the whole thing via Facebook Live. So thank you so much all for tuning in. Tonight on the conversation, who do I want to get into? Sarah Huckabee Sanders sets the record straight on closing the border, you know. I mean, we're worried about Americans being protected, and what are Dems worried about? The end of guacamole. Holy guacamole, we're not going to have avocados. In like 3 weeks, we're going to run out of avocados. Really? Yeah. Okay, illegals killing Americans, that doesn't bother you, but running out of guacamole and avocados does. You can't fix stupid. Russians gave $35 million to a company with John Podesta on board. I'm assuming that Trump was ahead of the accounting, and I guess he got a routing number mixed up, and that's why it was, because it should have went to Trump's bank account, maybe. I don't know. Now, you can't make this stuff up, but all this Russia ties are to Democrats, not Trump. A Florida business owner found guilty of millions of dollars in food stamp fraud. Everything you think might be good might not be. Bill and Hillary Clinton embark on a speaking tour with Ben Stiller, Hollywood stars. Oh, Lord, make me puke. I wonder who would go. I mean, I don't think, if you paid me, I don't know if I'd go. Beto O'Rourke says that if he's elected president, he will enact a law that will have retribution and give money to these, you know, because black people were slaves, so we need to have some money, you know, we need to kind of have some retribution, you know, give back to the people for what their ancestors went through. So where's my money for all my ancestors that were enslaved in coal mines? Colorado, they are now having cannabis medically okayed for, you guessed it, autism. And you may say, well, it's legal in Colorado, but it's nice that they're doing that, and they'll get into all that. Also, Manchester United and some transfer news near the end of the show. So if you're listening for the European football in the last 15 minutes or so, I talk a lot about Manchester United and the Premier League and stuff. So welcome. Welcome to the conversation that I hope you're a part of. Instead, I want to see a mighty flood of justice and an endless river of righteousness living. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, you know. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope, my hope through this whole process of this program is to wake people up to say, okay, you don't, you can be a liberal. You can be, but know what you stand for. I actually cannot believe I'm going to say this, but I actually respect Joe Biden, because he's kind of had, like, he's hair sniffed and then some, what some people call creepy photos, you know, and videos and stuff. And he's actually come out and owned it and said, hey, that's me. I'm just a personal guy. I want people to know that, hey, I'm here for you. If you want to talk, I'll talk. I'm here for the American people. If I did something to make you feel uncomfortable, I apologize to all the women. I'm not meaning to do that. That's just the kind of personal person I am. If I, you know, I'm going to own my mistake, and I'm going to work on it. You know, if, and until you get some woman that comes out and says, yeah, well, you know, I think he put something in my drink, and he weirded out when I tossed a drink into the sink and didn't drink it, and, you know, until something like that. But these photos and videos, you know, he's owned up to all this. And I respect him for that. I respect you, Joe Biden, because at least you owned it and said, hey, if I made you feel uncomfortable, I'm sorry. That was never my intent. And I respect it. I respect people. But I want to thank you so much, you know, I mean, that Joe for doing that. You know, most, you know, whether he's saving his reputation or not, you know, it's between him and God. Between him and God, you know. But you have Sarah Huckabee Sanders that came out. And it's great because if you know who Jay Johnson is, he was the director of Homeland Security under Barack Obama. And he said that there's a crisis at the border. Something has to be done. But Democrats don't want to work with Republicans. Well, actually, they would be very willing to work with Barack Obama if it was the other way around, if she was on the other foot.
They don't want to work with Trump.
Yeah, they don't want to work with him, period. That's why he should have been... If he would have known what was best for the country, he would have been, you guessed it, against the wall, because every Democrat was for the wall. I mean, before this wall issue, okay, before Trump supported a wall, every Democrat was for it. And then he could have caved to them. You know, but... If we close the border, we're going to lose avocados. We're not going to have guacamole. You know, oh, like, wow, like, maybe keeping drugs out of this country is not going to be a good thing. Human trafficking is going to go down. That's not a bad, that's, you know, what the heck? Like, all you're worried about is not having guacamole? Oh, but you know, who cares about guacamole? I mean, you know, who cares about human smuggling or drugs or whatever? Who cares about all that? That's great, you know. You know, people being smuggled and being held captive. And okay, well, we have $50,000 you owe us. We brought her across the border. You know, you pay her, she dies, or she works her debt off as a sex slave. You know, that's okay, but we're going to run out of avocados. You know, it's amazing how dare we have border security, how dare we do all this stuff. Wow, because you were 199% shoving it down our throats. Democrats for years were shoving a border wall down our throats like they were Obamacare. I mean, it's funny because there were tons and tons of people out protesting. We want to have like these like full report, you know, all this stuff. Hashtag full report and all this. We demand the full report. We want it because we know that this whole time the report, they can put it out right now, but they're not because they're editing it, cutting it, pasting it so that it hides Trump's Russia collusion because we know Trump colluded with Russia. We know that 100%. We don't care. Trump colluded. I'm brainwashed. I don't know anything. Trump colluded with Russia. He's going down. I don't care. He is going down for colluding with Russia. We know he did it. The report's a lie. Republicans are liars. They're white supremacists. They're anti-American bigots. They hate black people. They hate Asians. They hate everyone except for white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Trump and all his white people are going to go down. How dare those white nationalist Trump supporters like Ben Carson. How dare that white Ben Carson. Oh, wait a minute. Ben Carson's black. Gee, that idiot Trump. Wow. Then why did they ask his professional opinion on how we move forward with 9/11? What should we do? Gee, it's amazing that they can't wake up. Okay, I wish I could have been there to talk to someone. So you realize that there was no way in a million years Trump could lose. No, wait a minute. There was no way in the world he could win the election. And when you guys had that, you promised us. You guaranteed us Hillary would win. What the heck? Hillary had she was expected to win by like 50-fold. What the heck? Trump wasn't supposed to, he might get Indiana because of Mike Pence, but he wasn't supposed to win any states. What do you mean? They had no clue. And since Trump, well, he can't win it fair and square, so they have to make up some BS. So let's make up this Russian crap. You know, Trump and Russia, well, because he had to have colluded, because when you have idiot liberals that believe that Trump couldn't win and then he wins, well, they got to somehow keep their lie believable. And now you got these idiots that when the report comes out that, hey, there was no collusion, guess what? No, oh, we don't believe it. Here, this is, we're picketing, this is a book. Because what they don't realize is those same people that are picketing now, that where's this fool? All these people that want free everything, free government, free. Guess what? You're going to get, yeah. Okay. Get a pen. Get a 10-cent pen and a $1,000 pen and a $100 pen and a $50 pen. And up to a certain point, the pen is going to be very, very valuable because it's going to be a very good writing utensil. It's going to be quality, and you're going to pay for it. Guess what? You get what you pay for. So what do you think you're going to get if it's free? If I'm going to give you something, I may not give you one. I'll give you from my heart. Pay it forward. Give someone, you know, do something for someone else. So a lot of people ain't going to do that. They're going to be junk. Okay, go to the Dollar Tree and get earbuds. You're going to pay a dollar. These are high-quality earbuds. You get what you pay for. That's what we have in this country. People want everything given to them. Well, just wait. What are you going to do when the government starts overtaxing? Okay, well, look at it in New York. In 2008, New Yorkers are like, well, the politicians in New York are like, well, put it like this. If you look at how many millions of dollars we're losing because people are buying on Amazon, we need to tax Amazon. We need to tax when they spend. And they've gotten it now where they've almost closed every loophole to where now anything you buy, if you're a New Yorker online, you have to pay sales tax. That was a benefit of buying online. You didn't have to deal with sales tax. And I've had somebody that tried to sell me something online. Oh, well, you have to pay sales tax. It's a law. I'm like, well, then why is everyone else? I don't know if you have to in Indiana or not, but a lot of places I buy, I on eBay, it hasn't had, because I've had stuff where it's like, okay, this guy's selling it to me, you know. So it's just crazy because in New York, they want to tax you and tax you and tax you. Look at Michigan. They want to have a 45-cent gas price increased the tax by 45 cents a gallon to pay to fix the roads. Well, if you know anything about Michigan, they've done that before where we're gonna do this tax and use that revenue to fix the roads. They're gonna do this tax so that they can use this revenue. Well, then why aren't the roads fixed? If they've done this before, if they've had taxes that enable, and that money from the taxes is going to build the roads and fix the roads and do all these improvements, why isn't it happening? That's the problem. I can say, okay, yeah, I'll give you 2% of my income so you can improve roads and so, I guess. But when, and what you're finding in most of these states is, that's all fine and dandy, but then when the roads aren't getting better and you gave 2%, well, we want to increase the tax and gas to fix the roads. And, okay, well, And then if nothing's done, then you bitch, oh, well, that was only a 4 cent tax on gas. We need 10 cents now. So now you're technically adding 14 cents total, and before you know it, you're at 45, 56, before you know it, with the tire tax and the air tax and the this tax and that tax, they're tax. Okay, pretty soon you're going to be taxed to breathe. Okay, we're going to put this monitor on you, and every time you breathe, you're going to get charged 50 cents. Oh, well, that's just to fix the roads. Oh, so the 75 other taxes that you did to fix the roads, that the money didn't go to fix the roads, it just went into the pocketbooks of these career politicians, you know, that, you know, when are people going to wake up? That's what's going on in this country. A company that John Podesta is on the board with got $35 million from Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Not a Republican or conservative. This is a Democrat. John Podesta, he's on the board of this company. $35 million. When I found out with Jeff Bezos' wife is getting in the divorce, hell, Jeff Bezos, I'll marry you. Crap. And then when I get divorced from him, I have, okay, honey, we're going to retire now because I got like $50 billion. Jesus. No, I'm not gay, but, I mean, hey, 4% stake in Amazon is a 4% stake in Amazon. Look at the founders of McDonald's. If Ray Kroc would have honored that 0.5% deal, they'd be getting like $100 million a year in royalties. Yeah, they had a shirt that says, "Hey, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20." So that's why I got that. You know, but it's crazy because Trump and Russia. Well, here's $35 million coming to a company where John Podesta is on the board, and it's from Russia. But who cares? They don't. Democrats are these people that, like, if you tell them something about Trump, they'll believe it no matter what. But if it has to do with Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, well, where's the proof? Show me. I don't believe you. That's a lie. Oh, wow. So I could say that Trump's a child molester and they believe it. But if I'm here to say that, you know, Barack Obama did this or Hillary Clinton did that or whatever, you know, or if it is true, they'll say, oh, well, they were just trying to get Bill Clinton out of the White House. Every president screws around in the White House. Okay. Then I throw it back at one guy one time. I said, well, do two wrongs make a right? If George Bush was to have done it, or Herbert Walker Bush, or Bill Clinton, or anyone, it doesn't matter. Carter, Reagan, doesn't matter who it is. If they would have done it, if it's not, you got to have it. You can't have it two ways. You know, if there are Democrat companies that are getting kickbacks from the government, they should pay it back. Just like if a Republican company with ties, they should give it back. I have tons of Mexican friends. They're awesome. They're great. I have nothing wrong with Mexicans, but when you jump the border illegally and you don't do it properly and we have no documentation of who you are, then we have issues. Because, first of all, how do I know? Because you jumped the border from the south, you're even Mexican. You might be from Afghanistan. You might have found a way to smuggle yourself in as a terrorist. That's why we vet people, to make sure that they're safe. I want every American that's legal here safe. It's just one of those things. People need to wake up and realize that. There's laws for a reason. There's a reason why when there's a red light, you stop. When there's a green light and the intersection is clear, then you may go. That way you don't have people slamming into each other. That's why you have stop signs, yield signs, slippery road signs. Signs that say caution, bridge doesn't freeze or doesn't thaw, you know. that's where we're at. You know, oh, you're a Trump supporter, so you don't like any Mexicans, any Native Americans, any anything. You, if you're not a white Anglo-Saxon person, we all hate you all. No, it's not the case. If you're a law-abiding citizen and you come here legally, then we back you and we support you. We want people. Our country is made up of many different ethnicities. But we were started on the basis of the freedom of Christian religion, to believe in Jesus the way you want to. So if you're Baptist, you can be a Baptist. If you're Catholic, you're a Catholic. If you're Russian Orthodox, you're Russian Orthodox. If you're Church of Christ or Church of God or Methodist or Lutheran, whatever, you have the right to believe what you want to believe in Jesus Christ. But with laws also comes manipulation. A Florida business owner is found guilty of millions of dollars in food stamp fraud. This is coming out of Breitbart. This is an incredible story. And click on Breitbart and look this up. This is incredible. But a Florida business owner was found guilty of conducting a multi-million dollar food stamp fraud scheme in which he exchanged bribes and other favors with daycare centers to secure catering contracts. You know, I mean, having an iTunes number sounds great because, you know, if you're illegal, you can pay taxes. But then when they figure out that, oh, I can just claim all these people in the child tax credit. You're paying taxes. But then when you claim 15 and 16 kids and you get all these, then it starts to backfire on the program. Same thing with this. I mean, food stamps are a good thing, but he's found a way to manipulate and do exchange for favors and all kinds of stuff to get business. Illegal stuff. It's crazy. But this stuff goes on. And it's hard to regulate this stuff. Because that's the problem we have in this country. We have help programs, not like... We need to have rocket programs. What I mean by rocket program is most of the programs we have now is like, well, this is, we give you some money. We give you handouts. We help you out. But, okay, where is there a welfare program that helps you out to where you can eventually go from, okay, this to going from help to maybe helping others to giving back, you know, like a rocket. You know, most of these programs, it's almost like a mousetrap. Well, there's food there. Well, you get the food. I kind of look at it like they have like a, what's called like a mouse bait, that when they eat it, it just makes the mouses thirsty and thirsty and thirsty. And all I want to do is drink until they drink themselves till they die. And it's kind of like that. You know, these government programs, you're in them and then it's hard to get out of them because they entrap you. They're not designed, most of them, to help you get on your feet. You know, we need to have programs from the government that are designed to help you now, but improve your life to where you can eventually get off the program. And that's the problem. Most people don't want that. Most people don't want that. But people don't get that, all right? People don't get that because people just have this notion that, like, oh, you don't want to help people. No, as a conservative, I want to help people so that they can get off these programs and they can do for themselves and they can fend for themselves and move forward and not feel like they're stuck. And that's the difference. I mean, I've looked into a couple programs back in the day, like, well, this program, what it does is if you make under this much, you can pay this much rent. And when I talk to people, well, you should be making way more money than this in order to get that low of a rent. To pay that much in rent, you need to make way more than they allow. They're entrapping you. And then if you make more than that program allows, guess what happens? Then you got to pay the, okay, if you're getting $200 off your rent and it's paid for by the government, guess what? You got to pay back that 200 times every month. Okay, there's 2, 4, 6, 8, there's 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, there's $1,000 for 5 months you've got to come up with because you made a dollar more than what the program allows. When you need to make more than the program allows you to make just to pay that kind of rent. It's crazy. I mean, Bill and Hillary Clinton are embarking on a speaking tour with Ben Stiller. I mean, they're like has-beens. I mean, they're like donuts at Dunkin' Donuts. They have them in a case like relics from a former era. This is what we used to sell back in the 70s. We used to fry them up and sell them by the dozen. Because they want to take donuts off of the name because they're more than just donuts. Okay, if I'm going to Dunkin' Donuts, if I could eat them, that's what I'm going there for, donuts. I don't go to a donut shop to have eggs. I go to a donut shop to have a donut. That's what the whole title of the place was. You took the donut, you took the coffee, and you dunked it in the donut, the coffee. That's the title of the place. I don't want to take, don't get me started on that. That's the problem we have in this world. You want to take away, Bill and Hillary, like move on already. No one wants you, okay? You had a rigged election. Bernie Sanders should have been the nominee, but you rigged it so you would get the nomination. You bought him a house to buy him off. You didn't win after it was rigged. There are hundreds of videos out there of people throwing away Trump votes, so who knows how much he won by. You rigged it and you lost. You couldn't even come out to your constituents at the Democratic National Headquarters the night of the election and say, thank you for a hard-fought battle. Now it's time to get behind our newly elected president and stand beside him, and let's make America great. Because it's not about me or Trump. Well, actually, for Hillary, it's about her. But she couldn't do that. And you expect me to want to go see someone like that? Lord. But then you have these people that, well, I know Trump did it. I know he did it. He colluded. I don't care. They'll be like, these kids will be like 95 years old. Remember back? I think they finally got evidence that Trump finally. They'll be like in a nursing home talking about, looking up on the, I know that the Illuminati is working on the Mueller report so that it can be edited, and then they're going to give it to the Knights Templar, who are going to make sure it's good enough so that Trump looks like he's a good guy, but we know he's guilty. Lord help me. And I'm going to want to go see them. Lord help me. Okay, let me see here. If you give me $20 million, I might be able to sit through it. I'll have my earbuds in and listening to something else, but how much would it cost for you to wear a Hillary shirt? I'm with her. How much would they have to pay you to wear that shirt? I don't know. I don't think I could. But that's this world we live in, folks. It's got about 30 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are. Thank you. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, and if my caller wants to chime in at any time, feel free. But I want to get into this because this is kind of epic, because you all know Jussie Smollett, he basically was let go, all this stuff that happened with him, and he's basically like all the charges were dropped. Well, now supposedly the Empire, they've accepted him back and all this bull crap, even though he did all this stuff. But Chris Rock and Tracy Morgan and SNL, a lot of these people, and have come out and saying like, no, we don't support you. So what that they dropped all the charges. So you did this We don't support you. We don't stand by you. We don't condone you. We don't condone this. And it's a big thing that that's going on because, you know, oh, well, he's kind of technically off the hook because look at, like, O.J. Simpson. When he was found not guilty of it, there were some people that still said, I don't know if I agree with that decision, and I'm not, no. And he lost a lot of people. He lost a lot of people with that. You know, and I think Joseph Smollett, his career is done because there's a lot of people that don't want to, no. It's not like, okay, well, we don't know if he did or not, so let's see what the trial says. Let's see what the evidence says. You know, they basically dropped the charges from you. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward, you know. But I, a lot of people are distancing themselves big time from Jussie Smollett. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens. Hey, maybe he can speak on that Hillary Clinton tour. Oh, Lord help me. I mean, that's desperate. I mean, I wonder, I don't know, who would pay them? I mean, Hillary and Bill Clinton are like CNN, and CNN does not have one show in the top 20. Actually, Tucker Carlson's show is bigger than all CNN's programs combined. Tucker Carlson beat CNN's entire primetime lineup combined by himself. CNN isn't taken out well. I mean, but who watches? I mean, they're fake news anyways. But it's just crazy. And I want to get into this because I was always a huge fan. You know, bounty hunters, I think, are pretty cool. But if you ever remember, I mean, they still do the reruns. And it dates me when they... Like, when it turns 2020, we will be 30 years from when the 90s started. I just, like, when they sit there and they'll say, like, we're going to go back 27 years to 1992. The top 10 from when on 93.5 WKHY. And I'm like, 20s, oh, my, I feel so old, you know. But when you look at the dates from, like, when Dog the Bounty Hunter was on the show and... He says that he wants that his wife wants to be out there on the hunt, even though she's terminal. Basically, she's got like stage 4 cancer, and she wants to spend her days on the hunt for suspects. That's what she's always done, and that's how she wants to go out. And you know, and she's told people, don't go shaving your head for me. Don't do this. You know, don't try to be. I don't want that. You know, and people are respecting the wishes. And you know, Doug's like. That's his girl. I mean, he throws in 2 dryer sheets and his wife notices the smell difference. And, you know, and there's things that my wife does that, you know, that I'll sit there and I'm like, you know, yeah. Like when she goes away, if she goes to Michigan or whatever and I'm working, you know, it's like I have to have the TV on or something because I'm used to have my wife next to me and it's comfort. Because I'm like, where's... Like, I'll roll over and I'll, you know, and that's what you do. And, like, when nothing's there, it's like, you know, and I'll wake, my cat will jump on me. Like, well, where's my wife? Where's my wife? Where's Melissa? You know? And, you know, and just like, you know, I'm so used to, like, can you reach out for me? Can you get this for me? I just, it's so second nature because I'm just a helping person. That, you know, like, when she's not here, it's like, well, I'm used to doing and helping and, you know, and being there and just, like, can you get this for me? Can you check his litter box? And I'm like, that, all those little things just, you know, and that's how Dog is. He, you know, he puts 2 dryer sheets in. It may not sound like much, but, you know, you notice the smell and this and that and stuff that, you know, that he just has things that attach him to his wife and vice versa. And she's like, they've done so much together and it's just, we pray that she comes through this all right, and you know, and I hope she tries cannabis as a treatment along with. I hope she gets like a Rick Simpson oil, high in THC and CBD, and starts that along with all the stuff the doctors are having her do. You know, because so many people have this notion. Pardon me. Have this notion that, oh, you support medical cannabis, so you don't care. because cannabis is shown to improve and heal bones and stuff when you break them. And, well, I'm still going to go to a doctor and get a cast and get x-rays and get professional opinion, but I'm going to use, you know, cannabis on top of that. You know, it's not one thing. You know, Colorado governor signs a bill allowing medical cannabis for autism people, autism patients. And it's amazing. It's great. And it's probably going to be along with many other things. Because some people, cannabis may be all it takes. Some people, you may need cannabis along with other treatments. You know, when I use oregano oil or essential oil of thyme or other things, I do it on top of everything. You know, I use CBD. I use CBD flower. But I use it with other medications too. It's not my only bang shot treatment. It helps a lot. But I use it as multiple things. And I think it's great that now that they're starting to come out and admit, not really admit, but they're really sneaky about this, because they've known that it can shrink tumors back into the 70s. They've known the medical benefits for years. And now that it's starting to become accepted as a medicine, this plant, people are like, well, okay, now we gotta, they're trying to bring it out slowly in a way so that it's not like, so that no one, because no one's really going, well, wow, well, you know, well, they've known about this for a long time. You know, not many people are outraged. I mean, that's why when you look at, like, Irving Rosenfeld, and people go, wait a minute here. That guy's been getting how many marijuana rolled cigarettes from the federal government? Our tax dollars? Yes, sir. University of Mississippi. Grown, taken to Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, rolled into cigarette form, put in a tin, and freeze-dried. I mean, if he was smoking a tin right now, it's probably 7 years old, the cannabis, but they freeze dry it to preserve the nutritional aspects of it. And when you, because there's another lady that people are flabbergasted that, yeah, what? This is my medicine. This is from the federal government. I've been getting this. They had no clue. But And it wakes people up, because, wait a minute, I thought this stuff was dangerous. How the heck, since 1982? Well, and there's a guy before him. It took him a long trial through the federal government suing them and stuff to get the medicine. And when you look back at how long it's been used as a safe medicine, you go, wait a minute. Sort of like the tobacco industry, when you look into it and you realize that, wow, back into the 50s, they knew it caused cancer, but they kind of, no, that can't be. And then they kept, what we're going to do is, if there's studies that prove that it's dangerous, we're going to have one of our scientists contradict that study with our study, paid for by us. You know, we're the tobacco industry. Why do we want to sell something that kills you? You know, and when you find out, when you go back, I'm surprised there's not more outrage when you find out how beneficial it is. But so many people have been lied to for so long. What is it, smoking a joint is equivalent to like 1,000 cigarettes? You need to wake up. I mean, just like these people that still will be 95 years old that are 20 now, that Trump colluded with Russia, we know it. Hillary should have gotten that election.
Okay. Are they going to vote for the last 2 years and get her as president and change everything? Do they honestly think that's what happened? If he did collude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like they're going to say, okay, well, folks, all these things Trump did, all these tax cuts, you're going to owe that money plus. It's not going to happen. But that's what they... Yeah, well, I think a lot of people want him impeached so that she can get in.
If he gets impeached, first of all, that doesn't mean he doesn't get out, because, you know, I went out and celebrated when Clinton got impeached. Got really, 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 really extremely pissed when I realized he was going to stay in office.
Yeah.
I was
furious.
Furious. I thought, because I was in my 20s, I was stupid. I thought, I forgot how it worked. And I thought, okay, he lied, they took his law license. They're going to get him out, right? No. Not even realizing that, okay, if they got him out, it would be Gore, which could have been worse.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but that's the big thing. Show me how he's suffering. Like, okay, take away his law license. How is he suffering? How is he hurting for money? He's got millions. You know, I'll put it like this, and this is my mom. This is a quote of my mom's, and she gets this all hungry. Okay, why would you spend tens of millions of dollars to make $174,000 a year as a congressman or senator? Think about
right.
that. There has to be something in it for you to spend $10 million plus to get $174,000 a year job.
And a lot of people I've heard on Rush, and I've heard actually even on Judicial Watch.
Yeah.
That's a Christian thing. And
yeah.
Especially on that one. I've heard that one more than on Rush and on Sean. You know what the number one question people want to ask Pelosi and every single congressman there? How did they get so rich being a congressman? They're only making that much money, and they're worth millions now.
Yeah.
How?
Yep.
That's the number one question.
Yep.
Just putting that out there.
Well, I can tell you how they know some of them have done it, because they've had CNN investigations where when this guy was supposedly going to leave this company and the stock started to fall down and it got under like 50 cents a share, there were all these politicians that bought hundreds of thousands of shares in it. And then when he made a full recovery, it came back and basically.
In other words, not legally.
Yeah, insider trading.
Exactly. Somehow, either lobbyists paying them
yep.
or insider trading.
Yep. And then it went up to like $50 in a stock, and then they sold it, and then,
So that's why it's the number one question, because people know it's not, something doesn't smell right.
Yeah. It doesn't.
You know, it doesn't make, if 2 and 2 doesn't equal 4, or if something doesn't seem right, 9 times out of 10,
Well, it's like Berto. He won. If he's president, he would sign the Slavery Act that would give these slaves retribution for what they're going through, the blacks.
My grandparents, my parents, my great-grandparents have never owned slaves.
Yeah.
My aunt is watching right now. She can attest. Never owned slaves.
And how can you prove that if you're black that you have slavery ancestry to where you're owed money or whatever?
Right.
And what about all the Pennsylvania coal miners and West Virginia coal miners who were owned by the coal company? You had, just like a slave, the owner would let you buy things, whatever, from money he had, from his, whatever. If
you know, in the real world, people, wasn't that much better for them.
Uh-huh.
The Boilermakers, my grandpa on my dad's side was a Boilermaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they killed themselves in those trains back and forth.
Yeah.
It wasn't something pretty.
Yeah. But you didn't even get real currency. The currency in the coal mine could only be used at a
company
store, and it was worthless.
Company store. Why do you get and deeper in debt because you never got out.
Yeah,
they
you couldn't.
You.
Because even if you started to make some money, they would say, okay, these 4 coal cars had 50% of them was nothing, so I wasn't going to pay you this much. That's why those inspectors would get beaten to death. Got about a couple minutes left, and then I'm going to get into some English Premier League news. But what I want to get into, I want to keep continuing on this for next couple minutes or so, but, you know, I heard stories from my grandma and stuff about Pennsylvania and how the coal miners, and if you ever saw the Molly Maguires, the people that movie depicts, they're now they've been pardoned. They're heroes for what they've done. Back in the day, they were like the enemy because they tried to get rights. They tried to get out from under the coal mine companies that own them. Okay, we know that you made $10 this week. By the time you pay rent and this and that, okay, they would always manipulate the books so that when you went in there, okay, well, we're going to increase the price of lamp oil. We're going to increase the price of wicks. We're going to do whatever we have to ensure that, oh, well, you go to the company store, they'll give you a loan. And then when you can't pay the loan off because they rig the system so you can't win, guess what? You lost. That's why we have regulations to make sure that companies can't do that anymore. But that's this world we live in. So many people in this country just, oh, well, you know, how dare you? These blacks are owed for what they went through. And mine, my family's weren't. Native Americans weren't. Okay. We need to move on. We need to never forget our history. But see, the problem is black people are leaving the Democratic Party that enslaved them in the first place like a house on fire. And now, oh, we're going to do something. How do we get these? Oh, what we're going to do? Now, if you join our party, we're going to get your ass money. That's why we're going to get you. We're going to get you some money for what your ancestors went through. We're not going to check to find out if you had people that were actually slaves. We're not going to check any out. We don't care. You're not going to care where the money comes from. Like those people, we're getting the money. We're getting the money. Where are you getting the money? Oh, Barack Obama. Where's he getting it? I don't know, but we're getting the money. You know, they're not going to care where the money comes from. Even though they're probably not working anyway, so who cares? I mean, you know, let's solve every problem by taxing the wealthiest people that employ the most. The problem. That's the problem here, folks. They're going to go back to those. They're going to say whatever they have to. Oh, we're going to eliminate tax debt. They'll say whatever they have to because they know their people will not do the due diligence, look it up, and find out what happened. What? No, they're not going to do the due diligence. I mean, they're still protesting. We want to see the whole report because we know the report. We know you're manipulating the report to show that Trump didn't collude when we know he did. It's a bunch of crap because this is bull crap. You know, they don't know any better. They're not going to do their due diligence. They're not going to research. Wow, that's cool, man. If we vote for him, man, guess what? we're gonna be in the money. Okay. Let me reiterate something. 1980s baseball cards are worthless. Why? Because thousands and thousands were printed. Everyone kept them in mint condition in 50 different cases. This is a UV protected sleeve. This is a UVB over that. This is all these, and then it's in a steel case and this and that. And then all of them got busted for using steroids where, to be honest with you, you can get the worst baseball player in the world and shoot him up with steroids. He's not going to be a better ball player. But guess what? So they're all worthless because there's tons of them. Well, 70s, there's not as many that are in good condition, so they're worth a little bit more. 60s, a little bit more. And the further you go down, you know, back to the tobacco cards, back to the, if you have 1900s cards from mint condition or original, they go for thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands because they're so valuable. Because there's not too many of them. If you just start giving retribution, everyone just gets money because their ancestors were slaves. Where do you think the value of the dollar is going to go? Right in the toilet. Because, hey, you're printing out tens of thousands of dollars. Yeah, that retribution thing, how many hundreds of trillions of dollars is that going to add to this national debt that you're bitching that Trump is increasing it by? Just make you want to think about that one. But we got not too much time left in the program. Folks, we got about 9 minutes. I was rambling on about that. I ramble on. Got some legs up and going in my head. But it's it's time for some Premier League news, and I want to get into some transfer updates and what might be happening, what might not be going on, and, you know, and, I mean, I just hope we do transfers. I mean, as you all know, Koulibaly has gotten a new agent and plans to move from Napoli to Manchester United, his dream club. I mean, if we don't move on that, he wants to come to United. He's been adamant about it. It's not like, you know, and if he goes to anywhere else, he wanted a United move. I mean, people are like, well, this is just hearsay for him to get. He just signed a new contract last year. It's not about trying to get a new contract. He wants to come to United. We need to get a director of football first and foremost. That way they can be out trying to get all they can go to them and try to get into the go to the damn penny pinch and glazes. Well, no. Oh, we've only got, yeah, we're the biggest football club in the world with the biggest pocketbooks, but no, we need to sit there. No, we're not going to spend more than $10 on a player. Well, that's American dollars because he's from America. So, you know, 15 pounds is all. No. Saul Magez has reportedly been interested. United is supposedly talking to Saul Magez from Atletico Madrid. He would be, I would guess he'd be about 100 and I would say 190 million pounds to 120 million pounds for Saul Magez. And the problem I see with him is he's a Pogba. He's putting everything in one basket. He's putting eggs in a basket. And, okay, instead of spreading your eggs out and having two or three eggs, you're going to put them in one basket. And if he doesn't Alexis Sanchez, guess what? If he doesn't turn out to be the amazing player we believe he'll be, then there goes a lot of money that could have went to a couple players. I mean, I don't think we're going to get a Saul Magez, a Koulibaly, and a Verratti. I don't think it's going to happen. They won't spend that kind of money, but that's the, I mean, because if Ander Herrera goes, he's a player that now we have to figure out he's decent. Now we have to replace him. On top of these other players, I do think if we don't get Koulibaly, there's something majorly wrong because he wants to come to Manchester United. He's got a new agent. You know, okay, how do you turn away someone that is that good from Napoli that wants to come here? Now, if you could get Saul Magez for 70 million pounds, sure, I'd take him. You know, he ain't going to go for that. You know, he'll go for 100 million pounds. But when you look at Sanchez, he's getting like 300 and some thousand pounds a week. And if and it goes up like 70,000 pounds to like 458 million, it's a BBC article. He gets like 458,000 pounds a week if he plays. So he's getting 300 and some thousand just to walk a dog. He ain't playing. He ain't doing anything. He's been a waste of space, waste of money. And you get great. And that's the problem. I think it's not Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It's the big problem is Alexis Sanchez. Because I truly, truly believe that there's a lot of players. Look what I'm doing on the pitch. I'm busting my butt. And he's making more than me. You know, like if you ever saw the movie Barbershop. Man, why the hell you ain't a pay no boots for it? Because I don't pay no blueprint. You know? Man. Why the hell he pay no blueprint? Well, because when they were having riots, when Martin Luther King died, he protected the shop. And the guy said, well, as long as you're here, man, and you're working for me, man, you don't have to pay no blueprint. You know? But it's an Alexis Sanchez type thing, you know? Because he's making so much. Well, this bullcrap, if he's going to walk a dog. I mean, but if you take a Saul Magez or Koulibaly, and they want to come here, and they say, well, look at what he's making. I want to make that. I'll be that good. Trust me, you know, and I think if we don't get rid of Alexis Sanchez, that pay is gonna hang over his head. Like, well, why should I bust my butt to make less than he is when he's not playing. There should be a clause, okay, you get injured, your pay's cut in half. I mean, we got to win five out of the last six games to get top four. I mean, Wolves was an essential win, and we lost. And I know Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he is learning. He is not perfect. I think you cannot, anyone that would say, oh, well, let's see, we should have kept Jose Mourinho, well, we wouldn't be where we are. I think there's some players that really want to come to United now because you got someone like Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But you look at it from the standpoint that, okay, I want to see after this, I want to see in two years of this three-year contract. Okay, if come next year, it's December and we're in 13th place, then okay, then maybe he wasn't the right decision. But right now, I think he is the right decision, and I think he's going to make mistakes. He's going to do stuff. He's not perfect. No one is. Well, Jesus. I remember at work today, they're like, what would Jesus do? And me and Patty are like, well, we know. I'll tell you what Jesus would do. You know, but, I mean, he's going to make mistakes. He's not perfect. He's going to learn. You don't think they wanted to get with Alex Ferguson. They wanted to tank him. And they're like, no, just give him a chance. Let's give Ollie a chance and see how he turns his club around. And let's see what he does. If we start dominating, okay. If we don't, okay. You know? And at least if in 2 years we're third place and fourth place, okay, then we tried. I mean, but if it goes to a transfer window and we spend like £50 million and that's it, get one player and no one leaves, except if they leave, it's because their contract ran out and someone took them, because they wouldn't re-sign or something, okay, but, you know, if we're going to have a transfer window like we did in January where, hey, we're excited because we signed Anthony Martial, well, that's not really an exciting thing. Who did we add to the club? About 90 seconds left in the program, but who did we add to the club? Who did we add to the club? No one. So we basically got excited about a player who's already in our squad that just re-signed. You know, like over the summer, all we got was Fred. If we're going to have another transfer window like that, then I don't expect much from Ollie, because how can you dominate when you ain't got much? You can only go so far with so little. I mean, take Zinedine Zidane and have him manage Sunderland and give him the budget that Sunderland has, okay? We can't afford to buy anybody. Good luck. You know? Can only do with what you got. You know, and if we have a transfer window like we did last summer with Fred and then one like in January, then okay. You know, if we get some players out, three good players in, then I think we can do some stuff. And I still think we can do some stuff, but we're not going to be super competitive because we need some players to be competitive. And just remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next week, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.